Amen. You may be seated. Matthew chapter 13. We talked about decreeing is speaking with prophetical insight on last setting. How many of you were not here last Wednesday? You were not here. All right. Decreeing is speaking with prophetical insight. In other words, you don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. When God says something to you, you can say what he said, and it turns out to be prophetical in your life. But tonight he wanted me to go a little deeper into this thing because the body of Christ is not fully introduced to decreeing or things that have been decided in the spirit. Decreeing, get this note, it's going to help you. Decreeing denotes divine agreeing. Decreeing denotes divine agreeing. So therefore, you have the divine right or the divine, God has put you in a divine position that you can divinely agree with him. Watch what I say next. On another level.
Yes, sir.
A level higher than the devil.
Yes, sir.
See, when you and God get on agreement, there's a level the devil can't go to.
Yes.
You heard that, Brad?
Yes.
There's a level he can't go to because the devil is not a student of God. He had his opportunity, but he dropped out. But you as a child of God, because you pack in the life of God in divinity, you can come into divine agreement with God at a level Satan can't go. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
So in praying, the Lord said tonight, I want you to take it up and go back over some of the things, but I want you to take it from this perspective. Unfolding the mysteries of prophetic decreeing. Now we know we got one word that we changed with decreeing is decide. Yeah, we saw that in Job 22:28. See, if thou decree a thing, I told you the NIV said, if you decide a thing. See, if something already had been, see, when God give you something in the spirit, it's already decided. Why? Nobody can stop it. So, I don't know if we'll get to this, but in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, I want you to read it because you're going to have to understand how, and it may be another message I have to teach, decreeing faith work. Your faith going to have to be filled with some things to decree properly. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, it's divinity. It's supernatural. It's a divine agreement between a father and his child. And the child, all the child do is repeat what the father said, and the father see to it that it come to pass. And there's nobody great enough to stop the father from bringing to pass what he said to me. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now here in Matthew 13, we pull these verses in to unfolding the mystery of prophetic decreeing. And we're going to look at another verse too, but I want you to pay close attention to them. Here in Matthew 13, verse 11. Now the speaker is Jesus.
Yes.
I believe him. He know what he's talking about.
Yes.
Decreeing is a kingdom dimension. In other words, it causes you to function in the dynamics of the kingdom. In other words, your language become higher than Satan. Because you're talking on the same level with God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, here he says, Jesus, in the 11th verse, he answered, said to them, because it is given you to know the what?
Mysteries
of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. See, that's all I've been saying since I've been up here.
Yes,
that it's God is ready to put his children in a divine position,
yes, sir.
And that they know what they're doing. And they don't travel, they ain't concerned about feeling, they ain't concerned about what they see, they're not concerned about none of that. They know. They know that it's going to work out in my favor. I say they know. Everything going to work out in my favor. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what they're saying, no matter what the newscast is saying, no matter what the hierarchy is saying, you come to a point you know that everything is going to come out in my favor. Are you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Now notice he said, Jesus said, because it's given you to know the mystery of the kingdom, but to them it is not given. Now, why would I drop down in their category? And that's what happened to the church because of immaturity to a large degree. The church dropped down into a lower category. And they're identified with a lot of things they shouldn't be in identity with. And I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about ignorance.
Right. Wow.
See, Satan wants us to just concentrate on sin. And we're probably not sinning. It's ignorance is where he's whooping us at. He's not whooping you with sin. He's whooping you with ignorance. Because if you're ignorant, he can get you to sin any kind of way. So what we're talking about here, what we need to be dealing with here is unfolding this mystery, permitting the Holy Spirit to give us divine insight. What I said? Of every situation. Divine insight of every situation. Your Sunday school days are over. Because, see, if you pause long enough and now you know it, no matter what situation come up, there's divine insight for me in this situation. That means the situation is over. It can throw up dust and all the things you can do, but you know because you're speaking with divine insight. So decreeing. That's why in the text in Job, it said, get acquainted with God. Pay your vows. Pay attention. Pray to him. So you can get well acquainted with him. So when he talks to you, you know he's talking to you. The 12th verse enlightened us well on understanding mysteries. The 12th verse. For whosoever hath what? Whosoever has what? Come on, class. Whosoever has what? What? Whosoever has what? Somebody answer me. What? Understanding mystery. Talk up when I ask you then. Don't just whisper. Talk it up. I want to know somebody in the class passing. See, now, understanding mystery is not natural. It's not academic. We're talking about mysteries of God. We're talking about the Holy Spirit has to reveal to us. And he says, look what he says after you understand mystery. For whosoever has, to him should be given. And he shall have more, and he shall have more abundant. But look at that, the end of that verse. And so, as we unfold the mysteries of prophetic decreeing, look at another verse before I take you back to Psalm, 1 Corinthians 14:2 now. Just look at it for a few moments and let them speak to your life. In the second verse of 1 Corinthians 14, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, you see that?
Yes,
speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit, he gone into another realm.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit, he speaketh mystery.
Yes, sir.
And tongue, interpretation. When you pray in the spirit, sometimes God speak to you in English and give you a divine understanding of what you're praying about. That's a mystery to the enemy. The enemy don't know what you're doing, you see. All right. We talked about an apostle structures heaven to earth government, right?
Yes,
turn to Isaiah chapter 9. So that the portals of the supernatural can be opened and all those connected can enter in and benefit. An apostle structure in heaven to earth government. Government, we get that word government. Government, because see, there's such a thing, and we have to understand it, body of Christ, of divine government or supernatural government. And see, if you're a normal Christian, you're not gonna know that you have the ability to overrule all satanic power, all secular power. Because if you step off in the spirit and let the Holy Spirit start unraveling the scriptures to you, which is your food, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You start feeding on that and start speaking it out. There's no one can come on your level. Now, when we look at this government here in Isaiah 9, I'm telling you, and it had been left out because to a large degree. Okay, can I say it that way?
Yes,
yeah, because the fivefold ministry gifts have not walked in the government as they should. You can't walk in government if you don't want to be governed. That's what I was talking about earlier. I'm telling y'all, follow my instruction when I give you instruction. Everything I say, I'm trying to get you somewhere else. I'm not trying to rule you. I'm not trying to be your boss. I'm just telling you that God check you out. If you can't understand natural decision, you never move in the spirit at a deeper dimension. You'll never rise into the scriptures where God say he wants you to have the abundant life. You'll never get there because he know he can't trust you. You're going to do what you won't do. You can't do that. And somebody got to tell you. I'm not following all these other churches. They're dancing like they're out in the street. Dressing like hobo, disrespecting God. I'm not going there. Now, here in Isaiah 9, these two verses are so powerful, 6 and 7, they are so powerful. It's such a powerful government. Let's think spiritual. Let's think supernatural. Let's think it's already settled. Nobody can argue with it. This is so powerful. This is part of your, can I use this word? Your jurisdiction.
Yes. Yes.
We playing around the chair. We got so much judgment right to judge Satan, to judge situation. Yes, judge it.
Yes,
jerk it too.
Yes,
you know, I talk a few moments and the anointing. When that anointing come on you, you know, you just know. I don't want no unanointed church member. Go join some other church, because you need to be anointed. You need to know when the Holy Spirit is talking to you, and the Holy Spirit trying to get you somewhere, the Holy Spirit trying to say something to you. You can't sit up here in the flesh. This church is moving in the spirit. Now, these verses are so strong, Ephesians 4:11, 16 have been left out of this aspect because the fivefold ministry gifts have not done what they should do. And the Lord is bringing us into an apostolic setting, which we sound like it's odd, but I've been Catholic, I've been Baptist, I've been Word of Faith, I've been charismatic. I went through all the hardships. I was trying to find God at a deeper dimension. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna just sit around. Oh, I was top in the streets. The boy bought shoes with heels 2 inches high. I put mine 5 inches. I was always, you see, so when I came over with street sense, but I came into the spirit realm, and I found out they ain't some old man got, they ain't got this. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. As a prophet of God, tonight in this service, the glory gonna come so strong, you're gonna know that God is trying to take you somewhere. Yes. I just trust the Holy Spirit to help me tonight, because we got to know that I'm not just up here talking. God is trying to get you somewhere. Somewhere you've never been before. How many believe God can bring you somewhere you've never been before? So the seriousness of this moment. And then you remember the word? Remember the word? I have to say a lot of things over and over again because we're in new territory. Remember I said remnant. Yes, 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 yes. You got to want to go. You know, I look at that young man. Our young people got to see the glory. Yes. They got to see the power. They got to see it. Yeah, they got to see it. They got to. And when them devils come at them and come out there, they got to know, I'll bind you. I'll break your power in the name of Jesus. I got the blood on me. But the reality of it must be in us. Yes. Yes. Sit down. You're looking at Isaiah 9 and 6. Have you looked at it? Look at this. Look at what? Look at this. For unto us a child is born. You know that is right. Unto us a son, not only a child born, a son is given, right? Yes. You know how he was given, right? Yes. Now notice what he says here. And notice, I don't want you to think secular, I want you to think spiritual. He's talking about a particular type of government. Matter of fact, let's talk about a spiritual government. Let's talk about a supernatural government. Yes. Let's talk about a government that don't need to have a meeting. A government that can handle every, listen, impossible situation. Belong to you. Right now, right here. Now, when faith is not applied, I can say up here what I want to say. Whatever say, Jesus can stand up here. Faith is not applied, it's not going to do you any good. But as we talk about this government cannot be overthrown. I don't care what legislators say. I don't care what senators say, representatives say. I just got to chop them a little bit tonight. You know, I remember I was in a meeting with a bunch of doctors, medical doctors, and the Lord told me, he said, tell them I'm the highest one. And so I just sacked them out. That's what he told me to do. See, y'all got too many people in your eye. You need to get Jesus in your eye. His government. You can't fail. The only way you fail, you flunk yourself. And so this decreeing is a divine agreeing with God. God showed you something, you say the same thing God said. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And so we've been declaring, but not decreeing. See, decreeing is saying it and in the place at the same time. Now, how can I say it? Decreeing is making a statement that had already come to pass. You may not see no evidence. But through divine, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes, sir.
All right? So decreeing have to have a supernatural faith. Back to 2 Peter 1 through 10. You see the things you need to add to your faith. Talk about your divine nature.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and the government should be up on his shoulder. Notice, not your shoulder. So why are you carrying it? Now, I want you to learn the dump. I want you to become a dump truck tonight. Casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Those burdens the enemy try to get us to carry, all of us, he try to get, don't carry them no more. I mean, if you got to walk up like you're a dump truck and pull a lever, say, I'm dumping you right now. Go and get your freedom. All right, the government should be up on his shoulder. His name should be called Wonderful. What? What his name called?
Wonderful.
Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, how can not how can you not go to other places with those names? Huh? Wonderful. In other words, he can turn everything out for you. Wonderful.
Yes.
Counselor, you need counseling?
Yes.
You need somebody to talk to you?
Yes.
Then he goes on, then he revealed to him, he's not God. He's the mighty God. Some other little imps call himself God. But he wants you to know I'm in a category all by myself. I'm the mighty God. I'm the almighty God. I'm the real God. False gods will not stand in your life no more. Because you're going to call on the
mighty God.
He's my mighty God. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now notice verse 7. Go ahead, sit down. Notice verse 7. You can't stop him. Now, I want you to put your life and your situation in these categories. You have a right. And so you prophesy this over your life. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Yeah. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Just like this government was left out in Ephesians 4, the fivefold ministry gifts left out a lot of things God wants us to know. Now, based on Isaiah 9, 6, 7, you just read, let me give you this point I wrote. An apostolic structure, heaven to earth government, so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened and all those connected can enter in and benefit. There are your verses right there. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. You got it? All right, now listen to this closely, and we'll go to 1 Corinthians. We're talking about unfolding the mystery of prophetic decree. In other words, you're going to get to the point where you're going to say words that are going to just happen. And reading it is because you know what you're doing, and you know it is of the Spirit, and you're not going through a formula. You're not going through a religion, but you're functioning in revelation, and you got the Holy Spirit there to help bring to pass what you said. So let me say it again, because I don't think I'm getting it. See, decreeing, now when I first heard it, it hit me real strong, is divinely agreeing.
Yeah.
A decreeing is a divine agreement.
Yeah.
In other words, God has said something to you, you caught a hold of it, and you begin saying it. And there's a lot of things God, oh my goodness. There's a lot of things God wants to bring to pass in your life. He can't until you say it. He told you. He told you, but you didn't say it. And you don't have to say it to nobody. Just say it. So just think about all the things God has revealed to you over the years. And you didn't speak them out. I'm talking to me too. A lot of things God has said done. In dream, prayer, we never said nothing. Because we were not taught decreeing. All God is looking for somebody to come in a divine agreement with him. And there's no limit. Yeah, my mama.
That's all right. I receive it, mama.
The statement I gave you earlier about the structure from heaven to earth, government, and the Lord said, my secretary wrote 80 things down, I said, last week. I said, whoa, 80 things. I ain't know 80. I got 80, number 80 down here. And the Lord said, go back over it. And I listened to the tape two or three times already myself. So you cannot be shucking with this stuff here. You can't, because it's too much. You know, it's too much. Well, watch now. This is a transitional statement that you'll know something is happening that is out of the ordinary. Things that start happening out of the ordinary. Now, I enjoyed it. I enjoy. I'm always, God, I got something happening in my life out of the ordinary. I enjoy. But I spend a lot of time with him. But you just say, what are you going to do now? What it is? And you look back, you're not on the same level where you were. Then you don't mind coming to church then. You got to begin to see results, you see. How many of y'all like results?
Yes.
Yeah. How many of y'all know you need to have more results?
Yes.
How many of y'all ready for your results now?
Yes.
Yeah, pay attention. You about to get some results. I'm telling you, you have no idea where you're going. You hearing me, and your faith is building, and you're going to handle things different. It'll take a while, but you're going to start handling things different, and people are going to begin to think you strange. Because, why everybody saying, oh, Lord, have me, because you too blessed. You blessed like people in the Bible. I've been going to church all my life. You doing something else. Because in our church, we don't do this. You don't be this blessed. So I can tell you right now, expect to lose some friends. Sit down. Expect to lose some. And cousin, your kinfolk gonna be the worst one with their religious self. 1 Corinthians, turn to 1 Corinthians. Expect to lose some ugly cousins. Because they want you to come back down where they are and just pat your hand. But then your life start escalating in the divine will of God and things start happening, man. Your Christian life should be exciting.
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't be dry. Revelation and routine can't live in sleep in the same bed. When revelation come, routine got to go, because expectation come in, and I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is going to be good.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, don't let all this pressure come on you, all this mess going. Don't let this on you. You're a child of the living God. You're supernatural. You can walk in the divine realm of God. You can call things that be not as though they were, and they appear. You God's child. The same anointing was on Jesus is on you. So the same result Jesus got when he was here on earth is designed for you to do. He said, the work I do, you should do it in greater works. What? Now, look at this a minute. 1 Corinthians 2. I'm going to show you this again. I had to go over and over this again because it's so powerful. Oh, my. The ninth verse. 1 Corinthians 2:9. As it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. See, but notice verse 10 now. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And so we begin to operate in the deep things of God by revelation. You cannot operate in the deep things of God unless you have revelation. Not reading. Revelation. The Holy Spirit have to take you there. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you got Job 22:28, where he said, decree a thing. Now go back to Psalm 2. Psalm 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And I suppose to fuss at you sometimes.
Yes.
You're not a good daddy if you don't fuss sometimes.
Come on.
My children wouldn't be where they are today if I didn't fuss. Didn't know when I opened the door. Hey, baby, come here. Kiss on you all the time. I'm going to leave you kiss. Come here, baby. I love you. No, I have to say things to shake the foundation of hell that you might know that God loves you and you can change it.
Come on.
You can't be just, you know, everybody, everything all right. I love everybody. No, you got to deal with it sometimes. And the members who've been with me, they know I will deal with it. See, the problem was, the church was being ruled by the devil, and the minister was being ruled by the deacon. So the minister couldn't say what he needed to say, because you got to have a meeting first. And so that our people suffered so much. But I saw that trap. Oh yeah, I said, something got to be done about this. I remember the lawyer asked me, the lawyer said, how many of these people with you? I said, about 99%. He said, well, you ain't got no problem. We'll get rid of this, yeah. Holding the church down. We wouldn't be where we are now. You can't be under 19 leaders. I don't know how I got over there, but I better need to say it to you, because some of y'all got to understand what's going on here. And I'm not going to say everything right. I don't suppose to please you. No, I'm trying to get you somewhere. Somebody call it jerk out the slack. Now, we're talking about unfolding the mystery of prophetic decree. Now, here in Psalm 2, 7, that's a clear verse. I will declare the decree. You see that?
Yes.
Now, notice the next statement, what it says. Yeah, don't just be running your mouth now. Yeah, don't go make up some decrees. I think people made them up and put them on the wall, and they've been saying them for 37 years. No, the Lord has to talk to you. I will declare the decree, not a decree, the decree the Lord has said unto me, God, my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Inheritance, underline that, possession. Your inheritance and your possession has something to do with your decree. What God said to you. You see it? When you are decreeing, it is honoring what God has said to you about everything. Now, let me show you how powerful, in one verse, how powerful a decree is. Isaiah 55:11. If God said it to you and you saying what God said, Isaiah 55:11. Your words become his words. And you know what he said in Jeremiah 1:12, right? He watched over his word to perform it, right? Now look what he said. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Now, when you decreeing, it's just like words coming out of God's mouth.
Yes.
What about it, Lord? It shall not return unto me void. But it shall what? That which I please, and it shall what? That's very simple, isn't it? Now, if you just read that as a verse and don't understand what God is trying to tell you, God is saying to you, I have given you my ability. You're the one supposed to be representing me down here on earth. You're the one supposed to be causing things to happen out of the ordinary that sinners can get saved. It is demonstrating the power in God's word and promises. Demonstrating the power in God's word and promises when you decree properly. I'll just give you a scripture to look at, 2 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5. Demonstration of the spirit and the power. We say decreeing is demonstrating of the spirit and of power. Now, when the Lord told me go back over this, a lot of things I really didn't hear myself. So I know spiritual things, you got to go back over it. He says, you have the divinity land you can walk down that consists of the presence of God to cause things out of the ordinary to happen. Romans 14, 17. You have the divinity land, L-A-N-E, land, you can walk down that consists of the presence of God to cause things out of the ordinary to happen. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Three things, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. See, you got a divinity land, a divine route you can take. But, oh my, every situation come up, God always gives you a divine route. But you got to expect it. And you got to receive it. And you got to believe it. And you got to use it. And you got to have faith, because God's language is not going to be always understandable to your mind. He's going to ask you to do something. He's going to ask you to face a Goliath. God get by the Red Sea and don't shake him up at all. He said, go ahead on cross. Cross? How? Go on cross, Moses. I'm prone to believe. I know he's told him stretch his rod out, right?
Right.
But I'm prone to believe he had to move his feet. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes you just got to make a move. You might be a little frightened, but make it, man. If you know it's God talking to you, make that move, because he's not going to show you everything. Do you trust me?
Yes.
See, a lot of people in the same spot because they don't trust him. They want the whole detail. You got to take them all the way to the end. No, God don't do that. God, I ain't taking you to the end. No. You got to trust me. Step out. I know some ain't gonna like this, but I'm gonna do it anyway. When the Lord told me to step out over here on this land, it's supposed to build a garbage dump, but back there, where Pelican Point is, supposed to build a garbage dump and all that stuff. But I knew he had told me to step out. All right, by stepping out, he had a man to bring an offer of 600 acres that you couldn't turn down. If I hadn't stepped out on the first one, the sixth would never have come.
Thank you, Lord.
I think there are six waiting on you. You follow what I'm saying? Watch what I say. A vast blessing is waiting on everybody up in here. And that's why the Lord is teaching you like he's teaching you, so you can be ready to make a vast blessing. Woo! A vast blessing is waiting on every one of us in here, every person online. There's a vast blessing looking for you. But you got to learn how to say it when God tell you. Step out. Don't do nothing foolish. Don't try to make nothing up. You're going to know it's anointed. No, I'm not talking about church membership. I know you're a member. Turn to John chapter 1. See if you got 51 verses in John 1. 51. John 1, 51. I'm about to close. I got a vast blessing waiting on me. Tell somebody. Say it like you're meaning. Say it like you're meaning. Say it like you're meaning. I said say it like you're meaning. I got a vast blessing waiting on me. Now, I heard this. I don't know how clear it's going to be to you, but I'm up here to represent him. When I said that, I heard him say, Leroy, I'm ready to back you up. In other words, for your vast blessing, for me saying that, God said behind me, Leroy, I'm ready to back you up. In other words, I'm backing up what you say. If they receive it, what? And I feel hot oil in my skull right now. He been wanting to get this out. I feel hot oil coming down my skull, but burning. It's burning. And I heard him say, Leroy, I got you backing you up. By the way, he's backing his word up. He's backing the message up. So all you got to do now is get ready for vast blessing. And he says, some of you are going to sneak up on you. You're going to be in it before you know it. You're going to be in it before you know it. I say you're going to be in it before you know it. Hallelujah. I said you're going to be in it. I told you he was coming. I told you he was coming. You're going to be in it before you know it. Vast blessing. Vast blessing. Ha! Ha! What kind of blessing? You know what vast mean, right? You know what vast mean, right? Some of y'all don't know what vast mean. On a Wednesday night. On a Wednesday night. On a Wednesday night. Vast blessing was dropped on me on a Wednesday night. Not Sunday morning. Not Easter. On Wednesday night. Come on, darling. My. I received a $925 check. It's so like that, dude. Yeah, darling, I received. That's a $1,000 check. Sit down, I'm going to close. When you decree properly, it causes the heaven to open to back you up. So I have heaven back up.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It caused the heaven to open to back you up. Come on, son. It caused the heaven to open to back you up. Yes, sir, I received. That's a $500 check. Where are these people getting this money from? People getting blessed.
Yes,
this is a blessed church.
Yes, it is.
No, you ain't broke. You ain't got a bit of being broke. Not in this church. If you broke, you wasn't paying attention to me. You've been sitting around here broke. You ain't paying attention to me. I told you God is a God of prosperity. Don't let nobody talk you out of that. I don't love money. Money love me. Hallelujah. So, let me see how I'm going to close.
Hallelujah.
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 Mark 11:23. Because I want you to be on a statement. Come on, son. It's a statement, but I want you to be on this statement and understand it. I receive, sir. Yes, sir. I love you too. It's $1,000. No, they're receiving back here. Don't you think they're not receiving back? I receive. Yes, ma'am. That's a $200 check. I told you Mark 11:23. Y'all know that by heart, right? Right? Somebody trying to read and see, let me see, do I know it? You might call on me. Now, what decreeing set us up to understand and what Ephesians 4:11-16 set us up to understand, write that down. Acts 20:28, and read it on down about Paul at the church at Ephesus. You may not be a prophet, listen very carefully, but you have prophetic abilities. And see, if you're not taught properly, you're just a lay person. You don't think you can say strong things. But you can because you're God's child. So you may not be a prophet, but you can prophesy. When God shows you something, and you and God come into divine agreement, and this, and he, in the scripture he gave me, it's in Mark 11:23, very, very soon, you whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says. He said a prophet. He shall have whatever he said. So let me run you down a roll right here, right quick. In Romans 12:3, it says you have a measure of faith. Oh, he said D. Okay, look at it right quick, and I'm going to close Romans, because you got it. Romans 12:3. And in that verse, Romans 12:3 is telling you your faith does not work by your mind, it works by grace. Your mind going to shake you up when you need to deal with your faith. But if you stay under grace, your faith going to work properly. But notice, D measure faith. Now, the apostles, look in Luke 17:6, I think it is. They asked, Lord, increase our faith. Apostles did. God said, let me teach you apostles something. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, sometimes people think they don't have enough faith. You know how small a mustard seed is? And then you know how big a sycamore tree is? You can say to that tree will obey you. Said, don't matter how big the situation is, when you speak about faith, it got to obey you. Because faith is stronger than that. Now, in Mark 11:23, we just saw mountain moving faith. So you got the measure of faith, you got mustard seed faith, you got mountain moving faith. All these faiths need to be in play. And then you have Jude 20. They all start with an M. Most holy faith. That's four, isn't it? Four or five? Four, how many you got? So I see you look like you got none. What? How many? All I'm telling you is you already got enough faith. You're going to pray 20 years, somebody, I'm going to catch up. No, you got to start working right now, baby. You understand? Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about how things was in the past. Get in on it now. Please get in on it now. Let me close. Jesus Christ. So we talked about Jeremiah 1 and 12. He watched over his word to perform it. All right? Come on. He's sores. Yeah, you know. It's $500. That's two sisters. His soul. And so she about to marry one of my best boys. Girl, you're getting a good man, I tell you that. That boy been me, he's a good man. His daddy here, but you're getting a good man. He gonna take care of you. I trust him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's none of y'all business, we talking. Now, this may not, 6 minutes, I got 6 minutes for an hour. Now, this is not going to sound too kosher, but you be able to weigh it and judge it. We have been taught to look at our weakness, but it's the anointing and presence of the word of God that make you powerful. And that's 1 John 2:27. Don't look at your weakness. Look at Romans 8:28, mark it down, blessing on the godly. God's son shall reign. The Lord protects his people. I'm just going over some of this stuff. Safety in the Lord. Decrees releases God's desire for his children in the earth's realm. Job 22:28. When God tells you things in your prayer time, decree them. Don't just write them down. I told you that, didn't I? Decreeing is in kindred to the prophet and the prophetic office so that you speak prophetically. You are son. You're a king and a priest, so you can decree. When I heard this, you are designed to prophesy. Situation look like nothing going to work out. Many times I've done that. Many times. the prophet of all prophets, you know who that is, right? Can speak to you, and he's given it to you for you to say it. Satan don't want you to know about prophetic decreeing. He don't want you to know that. He don't want you to be a church member. He just wants to come in and shake, roll, and roll the way they do in church now. You know? Y'all don't supposed to be going to them prophetic concerts.
That's right. My God, that's right.
You're a Christian. You don't supposed to go there. I don't care what that name is, how good. I'm not gonna call no name, I love them all. But y'all don't supposed to be participating in that. Talk about you having a good time. You're a heifer. You're out of order. Oh, yeah. I told you I'm not gonna ever say things you lack all the time. Yeah. I just hit your favorite market. Listen, yes, grow. You will see a lot of things you won't even have to pray for. Done deal. You go ahead and praise God about it. I mean, you don't have to ask God nothing. Just go ahead and say, thank you, Lord. I got that. Glory to God. Decreeing is prophetic because it's already decided. A decree is words that God has put in your mouth, and he wants you to say them so he can manifest in the earth's realm. Now, when I heard this, and I said it to you last week, God can't say them for you. But once you say them, God has the right to bring them to pass on your behalf. I believe I'm going to say a few things. You have to say it. God cannot prophesy or decree for you. Remember I asked this question? I remember asking this question last Wednesday. Do you believe that the hand of the Lord is upon you? See, I believe that the hand of the Lord
is upon me
in spite of my shortcomings. Don't forget that.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
Yes.
You. This is not gonna sound right. You actually stronger in your infirmity. Why? You recognize I can't do this. Lord, help me. Lord, when the Lord sees somebody come in acknowledging their incapabilities, and we all have it. I have it, you have it. But see, your infirmities can be your best blessing. You recognize, you lean, you depend, you ride, you travel, you fly on him because you know you can't do it. I think some of y'all got too smart. You're sharp. You answer them hard questions. Satan don't care about you being all that smart. He just don't want you to be anointed. You ain't ready till the Holy Ghost give you a degree. In classes like these, you know, in classes like these now, the Holy Spirit will come back and talk to you about some of this stuff we talk about tonight. Because you move to another position tonight and as Junior said, God want his inheritance back. In other words, we're trying to get our inheritance. God said, I ain't giving you nothing till you give me my inheritance. Give me praise. Give me worship. Thank me for what I already have done. Give me faith. Don't give me faith without hope. Give me faith and hope together. And let me bless you so my name can be great in the Israel. God begging us, let me bless you. How many saying yes?
Yes.
You're talking to me, Lord.
Talking to me, Lord.
All right, get ready for it. All right, get ready for it.